Padded Room Podcast, Black Mirror Season 1, Episode 1 coming at you. This is a brand new mix I'm throwing out. It's going straight to the Patreon page, as usual. This one, I think, is going to go into the $5 bracket, so get ready for that shit. We're getting into the series called Black Mirror. You all requested it, so I'm going to give it to you, just like I always do. It's a little dystopian. Let's talk a little bit about Black Mirror before we get into the first episode here. A little bit dystopian, a little more with the sci-fi edge. Very heavy on the social media, social climate undertones. Pretty big on things like the dark side of technology and how far down the rabbit hole we can go and how ugly things can get when we get there. So, that being said, I think there's nothing else for us to do here, boys and girls, but to just jump right in, right? Should we do it? Should we jump into the Black Mirror? I don't know, man. I don't know. It's pretty creepy. Pretty creepy business. But let's talk a little bit about Season 1, Episode 1. This one is entitled National Anthem. Now, I know most of you have already seen Black Mirror, and you know where this one's going. This one does a hell of a job of setting the tone for this show and just letting you know up front what the fuck is going on and how it's going to play out and what you have to look forward to. It's pretty gnarly, dude. So we're just going to jump right in. We're in England, and I think we'll find that the majority of this show, we got four seasons to get through, by the way. The majority of this show is going to take place either in England or Europe. And it's an anthology. There's no congruent storyline. Although, from what I understand, season four kind of ties in a little bit. But up to that point, there's no congruent storyline. So we're just in and out of different shit situations and weird stuff happening. So that's how it's going down. We're in England, and we're going to start with somebody getting woken up in the middle of the night. Well, in the very early morning hours. First a cell phone goes off, doesn't wake him up, then a landline goes off, and that wakes him and his wife up. And we're going to find out that this guy is actually the Prime Minister of England. All right, that's pretty important. Apparently we have a situation of some magnitude on our hands, because he is going to get called down to some kind of an office with a lot of his top advisors. He's in his bathrobe, by the way, and I found that to be a nice touch. I like to think that the Prime Minister of England can, wear some flip-flops from time to time. But he gets down there and he gets a security briefing on what this dire situation is. It's pretty gnarly. Apparently the Duchess or the Princess, the Duchess of York, who I guess is the Princess, I don't know. I know nothing about English royalty or royalty at all, for that matter. I don't know anything about this shit. But she's been kidnapped and she's being held for ransom. And this is where things get a little salacious, my friends. The ransom is not like money or any kind of political prisoner being released or any shit like that. The ransom is that the Prime Minister himself has to have sex with a pig on live television by 4 p.m. that day. Included in the video, it's a video that was sent, ransom video, of the Duchess like screaming and writhing and reading the list of demands. And basically, it has to happen by 4 p.m. that day. And if it doesn't, she will be executed. And there's a list of technical specs that came with the video, certain ways that the shot has to be lit, networks that it has to be televised on, and that's fucking gnarly right there. Okay. But that's what's going on. So he's like, oh shit, well, this is obviously bullshit and we're not going to negotiate with terrorists. And his advisors are taking a pretty somber note. And right now the consensus is that the Prime Minister is not in fact going to have sex with the pig, that they will find a way around it, or they will rescue the Duchess before 4 p.m., so they won't have to worry about that. So that's good. That's what we want to see. Now, the problem is that we want to keep this quiet, okay? We don't want this getting out. Unfortunately, the video that they received came right off of YouTube. So good luck with that, my friends. Good news is that they managed to get it pulled off of YouTube. Bad news is that it was on YouTube for about 9 minutes before it got pulled, which means it's already been downloaded, duplicated, and reposted. They take one down, 9 more pop up. So it's out there, ladies and gentlemen. There's no getting around that. It is out there. He's either going to have to nail this pig, or he's going to have to account to the queen as to why her, I guess, daughter-in-law, or whatever the relationship is there, is dead. So now, but again, if I have any English listeners besides Emma, maybe you could explain to me the importance of English royalty. Because from what I understand, and from what I understand, what I think most Americans believe is that it's really just a, it's basically almost like a team mascot. You know, I'm sorry to equate it to that, but I think that, and I could be completely off base. I think it's just a figurehead at this point, the royal family. Like, they have zero political say over anything. Am I wrong? I don't know. Let me know if I'm wrong about that. I have no idea. But regardless, this is like England's sweetheart family, and they don't want them fucked with. So the Prime Minister is now in a bit of a debacle because he has to somehow figure this out and hopefully not have to have coitus with any livestock on national TV, which would be very embarrassing. So that's the situation. Now the thing is that, as I mentioned, it was already leaked to YouTube. That's where it showed up. So that's a bit of a problem. The cabinet, or whatever they call it over there, has put a D notice on the video, which means that it is not, apparently it means it is not to be shown publicly. So the local news organizations have all seen it. They all know it's out there. And they're kind of scrambling, but because of this D notice, they can't address it. So right off the bat, we're going to cut to a newsroom, and it's pretty much chaos going on in there because all these British networks, they all know that they're going to have to break the story, and they all want to be the first one to break the story, but at the same time, they don't want to go against the D notice. So we're going to cut to a standard news conference room, where we have like the main producer, and he's talking about it, and you know, everybody, hey, we're going to respect the D notice. All the other networks are, so we can't be fucking around with this, and you know, we're not gonna air it. Number one, we're not gonna address it. We're gonna let the Prime Minister and his cabinet figure this out, and we will then I don't know, maybe comment on it afterward or something. I have no idea. Now, in the midst of this news briefing meeting, we have one pretty hot little, I guess she's some kind of a reporter or a on-air personality, but she's pretty hot, and she's like, hey, I want to be the one to break the story. It's my story, so give it to me. I'm going to do it. As they're having this back and forth, a guy walks in, and he's like, hey, assholes, CNN, Fox News, and everybody else already broke the story. It's international now. So we here in America apparently are not subject to their D notice or whatever that was, and we just took the story and ran with it. So it's now out there. There's no point in respecting the D notice anymore because everybody's watching it. So they go ahead and run the story. Thing is that the hot little reporter that was kind of getting in the guy's face, she has an in the cabinet. She's got a guy there that's he's inside the cabinet, and he's like her inside source. So the thing is, she calls him, and she's like, hey, what do you got for me on this pig-fucking thing? And he's like, I'm not breaking radio silence on this, bitch, so you're on your own. But then she runs into the bathroom and starts sending him naked selfies. If you want to get a guy to do something, a good starting point would be naked selfies. It's true. I'm sorry. That's how my wife gets me to take the garbage out. She starts taking her clothes off. Anyway, so now he's like, but he starts slowly leaking her information about what's going on. All right, that's pretty creepy. From there, we're going to start thinking about ways to either rescue the Duchess. We're cutting back to the cabinet and the Prime Minister. We're thinking about ways to either rescue the Duchess, fake the video somehow. We're talking about different ways around this to where the Prime Minister doesn't actually have to have sex with a pig. So one of the first things that comes up is, can we track down the Duchess? Where is she being held? Can we get some kind of a elite military unit in there to rescue her? And hopefully that'll be that'll negate this entire situation. So they have their own little computer nerd there, and she's working very vehemently on this. And what she finds is the uplink thing was encrypted. She couldn't get around that. It's from a some bizarro IP address, so there's no way around that. What she did do was do like a search of standard uploads. I'm going to butcher this, but I'm going to try it anyway. So what they did was they somehow got like all the internet records from England, and they found a file that was uploaded without interruption, matching the kilobytes or whatever you call that, the data usage of the file that was uploaded to YouTube at about the same time. And then they were able to triangulate a location from that that upload. Very cool. And what they found was that it was basically, it came from a abandoned campus of some sort. I don't know what it was, maybe a school or a hospital or something like that. But they got the location, and then they ran satellite imaging on that location from about the time when the video was uploaded, the previous night slash early morning. And what they found was that there were some lights on in this abandoned campus. So the prime minister's all jazzed. He's like, oh, we got him. We're going to get in there. Go, 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 go. Get in there and rescue her. He's starting to get a little nervous about the prospect of having to have sex with a pig, as I think we all should be. I don't know what the threat level of any of us having to have sex with a pig is, but it's definitely something to think about. I don't know if there's like insurance you can buy for that, that you don't want to do it, but they'll pay for it. I don't know. I don't know how that works. Anyway, it's pretty gnarly. So we possibly have a location on where the Duchess is being held. We rally the troops, and we're getting ready to send them in, you know, to rescue her. So that's great. We got a military operation in full force. About this time, our hot little reporter starts sending more naked selfies to the cabinet minister guy, and basically she gets the exact same location. So that's pretty cool. She is on her way to the location, as is the SWAT team that's mounting up to do a breach and then a snatch and grab on the Duchess. Now, while that's happening, we have a contingent plan going into effect, just in case this doesn't work or we got some bad information. Basically, the contingent plan is to get a porn star to get in there and have sex with the pig, and then CGI the prime minister into it. Now, it's doable, we found out, and even using the technical specs that was given to us by the abductors, it is doable. It just involves some green screen and finding the right porn star. So they contact the porn star. He's all jazzed. He's going to get paid top dollar for this one. He's got to wear like a, what do you call that? The body hood thing to cover his face so that they can then CGI in the prime minister. So that's pretty good news. We got that going on for us. The problem with that is, as the porn star is being escorted to the studio where they're going to film this little shindig, a bunch of people see him, take pictures of him, and tweet them. So the public, as well as the abductors, can pretty much do the math on what was going to happen here. So we have to shit can that plan immediately because, well, it's already leaked. And if the abductors slash terrorists or whoever they are get news of that, then they're just probably going to go ahead and execute the princess immediately. So that really sucks. It was a good plan. If I had to have sex on camera, I would love to get a porn star in there and have him, you know, CGI on my tattoos to him, and then he could have a way at, you know, bang away. And I wouldn't be opposed to this happening even if it weren't a pig, you know. I would love to have sex with a very attractive porn star, but at the same time, I feel like I am not in shape. And also, I'm not very well endowed. There, I said it. I put it out there. It's fine. So that's the plan. But that plan got shit canned because he got spotted going into the studio, which got tweeted. And now everybody knows what the cabinet, the prime minister is up to with that little plan. All right, now we're going to cut back to our abandoned campus. We're about to breach this bitch. We got the reporter is basically on her own out there. No camera crew with her or anything like that. She's just got her cell phone, and she's creeping around the woods outside the campus. On the other side of the campus, we have our SWAT team, and they're about to breach. Now, we've kind of narrowed down where the Duchess would be held within the campus. At least the SWAT team has an idea of where they're going. The reporter, on the other hand, has no idea what the hell's going on in there. She's just going to go in there with her camera phone and try to get the scoop on something. So, SWAT team breaches. They're doing some room clearing and stuff like that. Everything's going swimmingly. Reporter also kind of cat burglars her way in via the other side of the campus. And she's snooping and pooping, trying to figure out where the Duchess is also. So, good news. The reporter finds the Duchess, or what she believes to be the Duchess. Basically, we have some fogged out windows. She can't really see. She sees that there's like a person probably tied to a chair, and it's probably her. It looks like she's naked. So she's like, oh, we may have something here. On the other side of that room, the SWAT team is about to breach that room because they think that's where the Duchess is. So the SWAT team breaches, bangs the door open, throws a bunch of tear gas in, goes in, and what they find is that it's just a blow-up doll tied to a chair. It's not actually the Duchess. All right, shit. That sucks. The reporter also sees them breach. She gets the whole thing on her cell phone. Unfortunately, the SWAT team sees the reporter as she's trying to make her escape, and they chase her out of the building. She makes it down a catwalk and out through a fire exit, and they're all watching from the second-story window where the Duchess was supposed to be held, and they shoot the reporter in the leg. They don't kill her, but they do incapacitate her. And then they go down there and shoot up her cell phone, and that sucks. So, bad news all around. Our hot little reporter that was sending naked selfies is now incapacitated, and she won't be sending any more naked pictures. And we do not have the Duchess, and that is a motherfucker. Shit. All right. back at the newsroom in the weirdo spaceship-esque control center, I wonder if newsrooms actually have that, because it looks very high speed. You know what I'm talking about, with like all the monitors and camera one and camera two, and you got the guy with the headset on yelling at people. I like to think that that's the way that goes down. I like to think that there's like a guy in there burning calories. And it's not just all automated. I don't know. I don't know how that goes. Anyway, they were watching the video footage from the reporter's cell phone, and they saw her go down, and then they saw the camera get down. They're like, oh, fuck. Well, they obviously can't air that because it's nothing. So as they're kind of like, wiping their brows, wondering what they should do next, a package shows up there at the newsroom. Whoa, daddy. I wonder what this package could be. They open the package. It's about the size of a shoebox. They open a package, and the first thing they see is a thumb drive. It's kind of ironic that this would be a thumb drive, but you'll understand what I'm talking about in a minute. There's something else in there. It's a little box. So the thumb drive has a little note attached to it. It says, play me. So they go and stick the thumb drive in. Basically, we get more footage of the Duchess like writhing around and screaming and stuff. And then we see a guy with a burlap sack on his head like walk up behind her, crouch down behind her. She starts screaming again, and then he produces one of her fingers. Get it? Finger, thumb drive. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny, you sons of bitches. So, and then of course the thumb, they find the thumb, or the finger, I should say, inside the package also. Oh shit. Now they're not fucking around anymore. They just ran that one straight to the news desk and put it out there. They now have the Duchess's finger as well as a thumb drive that says, don't fucking fuck with me anymore, 'cause I will continue to cut parts off of this young lady and mail them to you unless the president, or the prime minister, I mean, has sex with a pig on live TV. So there you go. Now we're running out of time. It's like 2 o'clock now, and this has to be on the air at 4 PM or she dies. All right. Now is when, we start seeing like some buzz. Well, I mean, we've cut intermittently to different situations. There's like a bunch of people that work at a hospital, and they're all gathered around a TV. There's people gathering in pubs to watch this, And it's pretty bad. I mean, fuck, man, what do you do? What do you do in that situation? I have no idea. But it's starting to you know, it's becoming like the Super Bowl is what it is. So our prime minister is now out of options. Excuse me. He's kind of reconciling himself to the fact that he's going to have sex with a pig on national television, live and uncensored. That sucks all the way around. But, you know, what do you got to do? You can't eat. At one point, he actually receives a phone call from the Queen of England. Now, I don't know what the positioning is of the Queen of England, or if she is actually in any position to give an ass chewing on anything. But, I mean, what could she pot? What? I get it. It's her daughter-in-law or whatever the fucking relationship is there. But at the same time, it's like, look, you old bag, we're not talking about handbags here. How about you let me run the country and decide who does and does not have sex with pigs? Crazy. So, but he's very nervous about it. So I assume that she has some pull over him or public opinion or whatever. So it's showtime, boys and girls. He's gotta do this, and you know, he's talking to his cabinet, and they're like, "Hey, public opinion says that you should probably do this because this is the Duchess. She's like England's sweetheart. We can't find her. We don't have time to find her. He's lobbing off body parts and sending them to us. And yeah, I think you're gonna have to go ahead and have sex with the pig, there, big boss." Now, the guy, the prime minister himself seems like an all right guy. You know what I mean? I mean, he looks like you'd expect the Prime Minister of England to look, you know, kind of stuffy and receding hairline, bad teeth. But he seems like an all right dude, and we're seeing firsthand the stress that this is putting his marriage under. Because his wife, the First Lady, or whatever they call her, is reading the YouTube comments, and there's a lot of people making fun of him, and, oh, he's going to have to fuck a pig, he's going to get pig AIDS, blah, blah, blah. Now, that's a motherfucker, man. That sucks, but what are you gonna? I mean, this is a difficult situation, kids. I don't know how you run. The clock is ticking. You've exhausted all your options as far as search and rescue, as far as somehow being able to fake this, you're gonna have to do it, man. As much as you would like not to have sex with a pig on live television, it looks like that is the eventuality that is going to happen, and that really sucks. So, yeah, showtime, dude. They got the pig. They got the studio all set up. He's like, look, man, I don't want to do this. And then he goes in there, and he basically starts wailing away on the pig. Now, this is disgusting in a number of ways. Number one, I like to have faith in humanity myself. I like to think that the people of England would not... I mean, there would be like a weird freak factor, but I like to think that they would not actually tune into it. You know what I mean? I mean, who wants to watch that? Does anybody want to watch somebody have sex with a pig? I'm sure somebody out there does, but I'm sure that, I don't know, there's got to be like a fucking website for that or something. I have no idea. It's illegal, by the way, and there's good reason for that. Also, it's just gross, you know? And let alone having sex with a pig, that's nasty, but watching the Prime Minister of England do it. It'd be like watching President Trump doing it also. You know what I mean? As much as we may or may not agree with him or dislike him as a person, I don't think anybody wants to see that. And it's not just the fact that it would be or would not be Donald Trump. It's the fact that it would be the President of the United States. There is no need for that. It's like a weird breakdown of authority, you know? And then the good news, though, is that people are watching it, and as he actually starts the love-making process, for lack of a better term, people, like, start grimacing and turning away and turning off the TV, and it's like, I don't want to see that. And at one point, we cut to a TV where we see him pounding away at the pig, and he's all sweaty, and he's actually crying. And I wouldn't want to see my worst end. I wouldn't want to see anybody do that. That is fucking gross, let alone on national TV to face public humiliation. I don't, but at the same time, I don't think there's a way around it. So that's happening. That's going down. That's how it is. Now, about this point, we're going to cut to an artist's studio. Kind of shabby. I don't know what I'm trying to say. And it's a guy in coveralls, and he's kind of just sweeping up the place. And, you know, he looks like an all right guy, you know, little shabby. But he's an artist, so that's cool. And from there, we're going to cut to what appears to be a young lady in a green dress kind of staggering hazily around what is now deserted London because everybody's in pubs or at home watching the president nail a pig. So she's staggering around. It's kind of woozy and hazy. And then eventually she just collapses on one of the bridges there. The prime minister has closed escrow on the pig, and he's now in the bathroom throwing up. And that happened. And now we're going to find out that was the Duchess that was staggering around. She just kind of walked out and collapsed on the ground and on the bridge there. And then somebody found her and she got carried away. So, good news. Word gets back to the Prime Minister that the Duchess has been released. Bad news, and we're not going to tell the Prime Minister or anybody else about this. The Duchess was released about a half hour before the Prime Minister started banging away at the pig. So, if you know, this could have been avoided, is what we're saying. But regardless, it's done, and he's going to get the credit now because he actually did the dirty job of saving the Duchess by having sex with the pig. We're going to find out later. Now we're going to start with the end credits. That's pretty much your episode. But as a postscript, we're going to find out. We're going to cut to a year later. We're going to find out that this was all one ridiculous modern art piece. The Duchess was held, but the guy, the artist that I just mentioned, actually cut his own finger off and sent it to the news station. The Duchess was drugged, held, and released. No harm done. And basically, the Prime Minister's approval rating went way up after the incident. So that's good. Unfortunately, his wife refuses to speak to him again, ever. I don't know what her problem is, man. What do you want the guy to do? It's not really like he cheated on you, because these were extenuating circumstances, I would say. And if you think he has any feelings for that pig, then you ought to have your head examined. Other than as a breakfast situation. I don't know. So that's pretty gnarly. But the Duchess is fine. The artist that concocted this whole scheme actually took his own life that day. You see him hanging in his art studio. And that's pretty much the end of your episode. So that's how we're starting this fucking thing off, inmates. With the Prime Minister of England having sex with a pig on national TV. That is Black Mirror, Season 1, Episode 1, entitled The National Anthem. Pretty good show. Definitely grabs you off the get-go. You have my attention now, Black Mirror. So thank you very much, Patreon subscribers, for joining me. I'm not going to do the usual American Horror Story segments. You know, the top three and the quote of the episode. I'm not going to do any of that because I feel like this is its own entity and I want to take it in a different direction. So, I should mention that this one was directed by Otto Bathurst and written by Charlie Brooker, starred Rory Kinnear and Lindsay Duncan. So that is Season 1, Episode 1 of Black Mirror. I hope you enjoyed my little commentary on it. Great show. Good things coming from Black Mirror. We'll be rolling this show out every week. This one's going into the $5 Patreon reward tier. If you're just one of the $1 people, I hope you'll consider upping your donation to $5 so you can check this show out. Thank you again very much for your donations, inmates, and for joining me this week in the Black Mirror. Probably tomorrow or the next day, I'm going to roll out American Horror Story Asylum. And we'll get back at you with all the usual segments and other fun stuff. If you have any feedback on this, just drop me a comment there in the Patreon comment section. I'll probably be reading comments from this on next week's show, just like I do in American Horror Story. So Yeah, that's about it. Thank you again for joining me and for your donations. People like you are what keep the Padded Room Network alive and well. You can blame me, try to shame me, and still I'll care for you. You can run around, even put me down, still I'll be there for you. The world may think I'm foolish, they can't see you like I can. Oh, love is.